All right, well, student loans, it's a problem. Student loans are a problem because the way the government set them up, creating a permanent student loan payment for many. Now, the Biden administration is putting forward a proposed rule to expand the income-driven repayment program for student debt. In addition to being highly problematic on policy grounds, the proposal will cost far more than the $138 billion estimated by the administration anyhow. So we look, forgiving student loans doesn't work, but having young people that are suddenly 40, 50, and 60 years old still paying on student loans because they make their monthly payment every month and it never goes away, that's not good either. Mark Goldwine, Senior Vice President, Senior Policy Director for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Mark, good to have you here. Mark, how are you?
I'm not bad. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Listen, we have a permanent student loan class in America created by Barack Obama's bad policies when he was president, converting basically all student loans to the government. The government set up a situation where if you make your minimum payment forever, it is forever. And yet we can't forgive student loans either. We've got to find a solution to this problem. We have to make them so you can actually pay them back somehow. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's right. The income-driven repayment program was designed as a safety net if there's a year or two that you fall on hard times. It was never originally envisioned to be the payment that you would make for 20 years in a row.
Right, or 30, or 40, or forever.
Yeah, I think that's right. But look, the answer isn't just to cancel all this debt, because that's shifting the burden from the borrower to the taxpayer, and it's causing higher inflation, higher deficit, and could be the thing that tips us into recession.
So what happens? What is the practical application of, you know, if you student loan forgiveness, for example, what really happens if that happens? You're talking about recession and so forth. It's another $1 trillion dumped onto the taxpayers, isn't it?
That's right. So we've added up everything that has been done since the pandemic. The payment pause, the cancellation that's right now being challenged in the Supreme Court, the income-driven repayment reform, and all these other little things, it adds up to $970 billion. Let me put that in some context. That is more than the United States has spent on higher education in its entire pre-pandemic history, in its entire history.
$1 trillion
is basically going to come from the deficit, which means it's going to come from inflation, which means it's going to push the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates even higher, which can cause the very kind of financial turmoil we saw recently with some of the banks and tip us into recession.
So all of these things, you know, people don't realize, but everything is connected, isn't it? It's all interconnected. The banks, to the student loans, to the inflation, to all of these things, the government payouts and handouts, it's all interconnected. And it's a lot of bad decisions. A lot of bad decisions, isn't it?
It is. And look, I don't doubt that many people that support these have good intentions, but they have not focused on the unintended consequences, and some of those are massive.
So what is the solution? How do we solve the problem that we face here? I mean, the billions of dollars, the estimates of $1 trillion here and $1 trillion there, student loan debt, I mean, I believe that if we, and I've said this for a while, I had this suggested to me and I've embraced this idea. If we made the universities and the colleges the co-signers on these loans, maybe they wouldn't be selling food plans and recreational activities. Maybe they'd be actually selling an education that could get somebody a career. Because when you go on the college tours today, it's meal plans and how much recreation and how is this, you know, spa working. That's not what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about an education that can earn somebody a living for the rest of their adult life. So if the universities were the co-signers, meaning if that kid defaults, the university is on the hook. What's wrong with that?
No, I think it's exactly the right type of approach. It's called risk sharing. The university doesn't need to be the only one on the hook, but even if they were on the hook for 10%. Look, step one is we need to withdraw these awful rules, including, I think the court's probably going to rule it illegal anyway, but including the debt cancellation, which I do think is mainly vote buying. Step two is we need to fix the income-driven repayment program. There's just one of them. It's simple. People can understand it, and it really is a safety net. And then step three is we need to fix the cost in the first place. figure out how to push tuition down and quality up. And part of step three is exactly what you're saying, is giving the universities and colleges and the for-profit programs some skin in the game.
Yeah. Get some skin in the game. Get them involved with what's really going on. Otherwise, I mean, you've got all these people, hey, go to college. Everybody go to college. And then when it doesn't work, they just walk away. Hey, you know, sorry about that. Sorry it didn't work out. Gosh, live, you know, paycheck to paycheck, struggling to make this payment every month that you can't, you know, you can't default out of. It's a terrible system that Barack Obama and the Democrats set up for putting all of these kids on this hook. We need to fix it. I'll give you the last word.
There'd be a double benefit, because not only would this push tuitions and costs down, it would also push quality up, because all these institutions would have an incentive to graduate high-earning students. And that's what we really need, is a high-quality higher education.
That's what we need, a higher quality higher education, so that when you go through the process, if you decide to go and do that, you can get a job that's worth something and you can pay off your debts. Wouldn't that be a remarkable idea? Greatly appreciate it, Mark. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. He testified just recently about the House Subcommittee on Student Loans. Mark Goldwine, Senior Vice President, Senior Policy Director, Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Well, let's have some responsible student loans as well. How about that? All right, how about that? When we come back, Congressman Tim Walberg, he was taking on the CEO of TikTok, data security, ties to the CCP, and more. It's right around the corner.